Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Frank Caliendo plus breakfast, shaving, and nights. The one that starts with a K is coming up after this.
Today's hottest celebrities have their own colognes. People pay top dollar for designer scents from Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, and Michael Jordan, just to name a few. Bob and Tom found the perfect celebrity to back their new scent. A man who knows about making a good impression.
Wiener.
The new cologne, endorsed by disgraced former Congressman Anthony Wiener. It's simply called Wiener.
Wiener.
The name says it all. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear from the ladies falling in love with
Wiener. The smell of Wiener drives me wild.
Wow.
One whiff of Wiener and I can't control myself.
Wiener. It's hard to beat Wiener.
Uh-huh. Wiener cologne is an aromatic blend of pride, arrogance, and not a hint of shame.
Uh-huh. Wiener.
A bottle of Wiener cologne is the perfect gift for any occasion.
It was my boyfriend's birthday, and I wanted to surprise him with a new cologne. So I thought we'd play a little game of hide the Wiener. Wow, you should have seen the look on his face when I finally pulled his Wiener out. He had a great birthday, and I did too.
My husband loves his wiener. That's the first thing he grabs every morning.
Wow.
And he knows how much I love it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll surprise me by texting pictures of it. Here's another one. See? There he is, holding his wiener.
Oh, my.
Ladies, if you're hoping to score some wiener, it's easy. Just look for our big, long package with the sexy picture of Anthony Wiener's huge, swollen nose.
Oh.
And for our amigos south of the border who want to smell muy bien,
yeah,
look for Carlos Danger.
Danger.
Danger. And Wiener. Only from Bob and Tom and Frig'em Off Fragrances.
Yes.
Wiener.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Man of a dozen voices, we've determined.
Baker's dozen.
We'll count later today. Let's see. There's Ace, our engineer.
Hello, friends.
Shaved the beard because your mom called you.
Oh,
mommy's boy.
Although that's sweet.
I got to admit, Ace, you've got such a handsome face. I think the beard was obscuring part of it.
Did you see the Photoshop they did yesterday? The guy with a really bushy beard, it was very...
Ace, did you tell your mom when she called? Did you say, but mom, people really like it?
It was a text.
Oh, you know, okay.
Ooh,
did you just write, yes, mom, or something like that?
I don't speak to my mother either. She's dead, but still.
You don't occasionally get a rapping on a wall or...
Now and then?
Maybe a knocked over.
Oh.
the light switch flips on.
I have one of these sports stories this morning, especially for Tom. Okay,
well, first let me say that's Josh, that's Christy.
Yeah,
and Tom.
Promo Frank Stace again.
And that's I don't have to do it for another 17 minutes.
Why not? I love it when
that's not true. Every 17, you did it 17 times in the first 17 minutes.
Frank Caliendo live and in person, Northern Quest Casino, Spokane.
Here we go, Spokane.
It's coming up this Friday.
It's all I can hear now.
Jeremy Spokane.
You've ruined so much for all of us.
Love that song. Love the Pearl Jam, but I always think of Spokane.
It's his grandmother's marmalade.
Mm-hmm. What do you got over there?
That's not what Pearl Jam is.
That's what he says. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman, they have published, for whatever reason, his game day routine, Tom. His superstitious.
Oh, I love stuff like this.
I hope so.
We all have a routine.
Spielman, do you really?
Of course.
I guess maybe I don't know if I do or not.
I could tell you.
Sometimes I take a shower. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I wake up at this time. Sometimes I wake up. Sometimes I scream in the night.
What kind of routine are we talking about? Like a guy spinning plates or a
not a bit.
I think we're talking.
Hey, look, you know, there's other things in life other than being on a stage doing stand up, Josh.
My parents have occasionally called it my routine.
Let me ask you this. Is
your
the first
bit, their little
no,
comedy
skit.
Bit.
Skit the first is the one. Well, how did your comedy skit go? My mother-in-law says, how is your program? Program is like what you go to see the second graders put on, right? Their program.
Right. Or like a TED Talk.
Yeah.
Went to the program last night.
Now, the first thing that I do is usually speak to my dogs.
Okay.
Well, yeah, sure.
Good morning, boys.
Does your golden retriever do the Elvis thing? And I looked this up. I did extensive research. It's evidently, that's a very big affectionate thing for golden retrievers specifically.
The Elvis thing?
They curl up their, curls up her right lip and goes, hey. Oh, she does morning.
Where's the bowl of bacon?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Hey, buddy. Vikings general manager Rick Spielman follows the same routine before every Vikings home game.
So he's superstitious.
He wakes up at 5 a.m., takes his dogs for a walk. Okay, we already love him, right?
Good guy. I like him already, of course.
Wait a minute. I have an ad for...
what are you doing? You don't have this thing ready?
No, I have an ad that pops up, Tom. Jerk face.
Well, what's the ad for?
Considering the search history on this because of the stupid job, you won't want to hear about it. Dogs for walk. Eats the same breakfast sandwich, fried egg, bacon, peanut butter on a wheat round.
Oh, that's a good sandwich. Peanut butter and bacon. My dad used to have that. You ever had that, Frank?
No. Egg?
Peanut butter and bacon. Awesome sandwich. Try one on toast.
I've never even done that.
Oh, it's good. Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. It sounds gross. I'm telling you.
Top three breakfast sandwiches. Tom.
Oh, this is...
Oh, boy. Got to give me a second here. Yeah, peanut butter, bacon, and egg. That sounds very good. Anything with that Hawaiian bread? What's that stuff called?
King's Hawaiian bread?
Oh,
sure.
Bread. Yeah, with the avocado, and that's a good one. What would my third one be? Does French toast count with a sausage between it when you eat it?
Yes, that's technically a sandwich.
You got to cut
it on
your
plate. With meat in the middle. Yeah. Oh, no, you have to hold it with your hand.
Well, then I can't hold French toast
hand
with my hand.
Might get sticky. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then after the fried egg, bacon, and peanut butter and wheat round, he shaves the left side of his face, then the right side of his face. He puts his shoes and socks on, then his pants.
Wait, what? No.
He
puts his shoes on before he puts his pants on?
This is the big angle of this story that the people at Deadspin cannot get over the fact that this guy puts his shoes and socks on, then his pants.
Does he have very small feet and very baggy pants?
Well, I mean, if he has, I think dress pants, it's probably
right.
Easy. Suit pants would be easy to do. Jeans, I don't think.
Or workout pants, you could do it.
Sure, you could stretch the...
But why would you do that? And then you're getting the goop from the bottom of your shoes. And
I'm not agreeing with
you. You're going to get scabies.
This is the general manager of the Vikings.
I don't think
he has scabies.
Eczema, whatever the hell it is.
He can have body lice. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Scabies.
Who is this that does this?
Rick Spielman? Is that his first
name? Rick Spielman?
The Vikings general manager, Ricky Spielman.
How's that going for him, by the way?
They're out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they signed Kirk Cousins. Thought he was the answer.
Time
I could have told him he wasn't the answer.
Shave the right side of your face first.
Yeah. He leaves his house at the same time. He arrives at the stadium at 8, follows the same route, stops at the same gas station, uses the same pump, makes sure he always ends his purchase on a zero.
Does this sound like anybody knows in here?
Other than you, I can't think of
it. It sounds like most people. Most people have these sort of routines.
This specific?
This is a little specific. I used to be crazy about ending on a zero and had to go to the same
That's probably the most specific thing here. The rest is...
I had my own pump.
When we shave, we all shave. We all start on the same side that we do every time we shave.
I start in the middle.
Like the lip cleft or the chin?
Right
or?
Here.
No. Okay, yeah. but you always start there.
No, I don't.
That's a lie, Frank.
No, let's shave together.
Wait a minute, let's I think he's on to something. I think we should all, yeah, let's shave together, yeah! Now,
does Ted Baxter shave?
Oh, come on. I like to start on the right and go to the left slowly. Ooh, ooh. That's what I do. I make that sound when I've got to get the tough spots. Ooh. Oh. And there's my shaver, good old Billy Baroo. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy.
It's easy to shave
and have a grin. You got the stock market beat.
We all have, I think, to a degree, a routine.
Yes,
I mean, I really have one. I mean, I eat the same thing at the, make the same shake every morning.
They say dogs, that's what they're best at, is noticing routines and noticing what's going on.
Every time we have the time change, my dogs lose their mind for about a month because they know. All of a sudden, their schedule's off one way or the other by an hour.
Yeah, my dogs are still not adjusted.
They haven't adjusted yet?
No, to the break we just had because I was home.
Oh.
Yeah.
She says she slept in until 10:30.
I did.
I ain't buying it.
I would get up and let the dogs out and then go right back to bed.
Didn't they want to eat?
No, they don't.
They don't have breakfast?
Not always.
God, my dogs bark.
Your pets are neglected.
Yeah. Yes, they're neglected. That's exactly right.
You get one
You'll
meal a
eat
week.
Yeah, when that, I tell you you're
Are they in that
eat.
Pathetic, sad commercial they run every morning when I'm trying to wake up and have a good day? Here's a freezing dog. You'd get, oh, come on.
Well, and then this morning she looked at me like, we're getting up at this hour? Are you crazy? Yeah, it's still not. Well, and then the daughter's still home from school, so she's still in bed. And
now, Frank, you have an unusual job.
go back to college.
I use job in semi quotes here. Do you?
What? Do you realize what time I got up this morning as part of my job?
Do you get up and make your kids breakfast?
I do every morning because
just like Pesci,
yeah, in casino,
casino.
Okay.
Not too much butter.
That's right. Hey, here you go.
I make pancakes from scratch every morning.
Whoa!
And Joey has eggs as well. And Joey goes to school. Joey likes to have his breakfast prepared at 6 a.m.
Oh.
So,
yikes.
He's in school by 7:15, I think. He's in high school now. And the high school starts early.
Wow. Whoa.
So.
Especially if he's got 0 hours.
But Joey's in high school?
Yes. So what I did, what I started
that's,
doing
that's
is.
That's crippling. I don't think I could walk after hearing that. I remember Joey was a bit. Okay.
Yeah, it's. We're all older.
Now he's majoring in Fortnite. Is that correct?
Well, he was. He's now NBA 2K, and that might even be worse. The language I hear. I spent my entire career trying to be clean on stage so I could tell my kids, see, you don't have to be dirty. And I listen to my kids from another room, and they're, what the F was that? My wife, who taught the children, I use children lightly, wife securely, she taught them how to bad words. I'm trying to edit through this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bad words. Juliet came home and said, this kid called me this. And my wife goes, that's not how you use it. Here's how you use these words.
Nice.
So I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, the kids can't be using these swear words improperly. I'm like, she's like, I hate
what, is your wife in the mob? What's going on?
You know what? Let's move on to a different subject.
Okay. All right.
Maybe Caliendo.
That's not where we should.
Fair enough.
She was Vitaly. Huh? What's your problem?
I always thought Meadow Soprano should come back in another season of The Sopranos and be the boss. I always thought that should happen.
Wow. Is she related to Joe Vitale, the Cleveland-based great drummer for
no,
Joe Walsh?
No, but that was her dad's name, and so often did he get great seats and stuff like that because people would see Joe Vitale and think it was him and then be completely
Joe Vitale, great player, plays with Joe Walsh.
Smoke your drink, play your get.
He had people come. And he just passed away a couple of years ago, but he was this. He
this
was
is
this
your
big,
uncle, not Joe.
No, my father-in-law.
Okay, sorry.
Father-in-law. And he was a pretty big guy. And people would just come up, and this is a time before the internet, right, where the internet was there, but people didn't know what everyone looked like. And people would just come up to him and say, oh, I've enjoyed everything you've ever done. It's incredible. You've changed my life. And my father would be like, thank you. He wouldn't tell them. He didn't want to ruin their day, but he would just get free stuff.
Wow. Oh, no. If people come up to you in the airport and they mistake you for some other celebrity, do you?
A lot of times it's Will Sasso. People will be like, "Oh, I loved you on Mad TV." I'm like, "Thank you."
And
they're like,
"See that?"
Then they're like Kenny Rogers is really fantastic. I go, "Oh, you're thinking Will Sasso, and you're a jackass." No, but it's always they always pick a fat guy from Mad TV. Are you Artie Lang? No, have you seen his nose?
Poor Artie.
I know. Yeah. God, that's rough. I'd love to go from humor to just pure sadness.
Now, Frank, I'm guessing here. I'm guessing you're tattoo free.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of tattoos. I don't know what
it is. Have you ever thought about if you would get one, what would it be?
Like, I get a tattoo of Chick.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I think you might be having a little bit of fun with me, but
it would be.
Fun isn't the word.
Regionally effective.
No, why would I get a tattoo?
You're the one who keeps telling me we're syndicated. What do you mean regionally effective?
There's some dry spots. Christy, you ever thought about it?
No, not a fan.
But if you were, what would it be?
I can't commit to anything that long. You know that. I don't know. God. Kids' names? I mean, at least that is a definite.
Okay.
My wife has one tattoo.
Are you kidding?
I wouldn't lie about that.
Remember when she got made? They had to give her a tattoo of the mom. And... Sorry, I didn't mean to mention that again.
It just says family right there.
No, it's a black raven.
It's a map of Sicily. I'm sorry. Frank, we're disparaging here.
The point is, go ahead, you can, because I can't. she calls it her sticker. She's tried to tell the kids that it's a sticker. And the kids kind of believed it up to the point where they're maybe 10, 11 years old. And they go, how come you never take that sticker off?
How come that sticker didn't come off in the ocean?
Right. Yeah.
What is it of?
It's like a, I've blocked it out. It's like kind of a heartish kind of thing. It's
heart?
Kind of a heart. Okay. Yeah.
Where's it at?
Is the location private?
On the way to private, but not that private.
Gluteal cleft or belly button?
Treasure trail. Treasure trail.
Hey, it's Samantha's wife.
Oh, sorry. Honey trail.
Thank you.
Kind of hippish. So a little below the hip, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's when you bend, a place where when you bend down, that the pants would start to plumber crack kind of thing. Not that far into the middle, but to the right, it would start to show. And if she's bending down to help one kid get ready or something like the other one's like, what's that? It's my sticker. What did you do to get that sticker? Is it like school? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a reward. Our guest is the man of 12 voices, Frank Caliendo. Hey, here's an obscure question for you, Frank. I don't know if you're aware of this. Ted Baxter, who was a wonderful actor.
Well, Ted Knight.
Ted Knight.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ted Knight, of course.
That's how good he was. You thought his name was Ted Baxter.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Did you know that he's in the movie Psycho?
Of course.
Did you know this, John?
Opening the door as the gurney goes through.
Ted Knight doesn't have any lines.
No, but if he did, I think it would go something.
Are you prepared for this? I had no idea.
No, I'm not prepared for this. That's why this could fall flat, but I take chances on this show.
Okay, so
especially pre-prime time.
If Ted Knight had lines in Psycho, what would he say?
Who's that person? Oh, boy, is that the cuckoo bird? This is going to be fun. What did you do to get here?
That's Frank Caliendo. Any more sports?
Or no.
Really? That's
it.
We've toasted out the
sports. There's lots of sports, but you'll go,
bored.
Boring. Next.
Never heard of them.
Hurry up.
Nobody cares.
Now the Napa shoe-in of the week.
Nobody cares.
It's over, isn't it?
Have you looked over your picks for
this
week?
I got them now.
Oh.
They're all absolutely lead pipe lock picks this week.
Okay.
Every one. Incredibly easy.
Your playoff picks have always been pretty strong.
Saints, Rams, Colts, Chargers.
That's easier when there are fewer teams involved.
Against the spread, presumably.
Well, when's he going to...
You make me pick against the spread. And I'm a robust 42 and 42 on the year. You know this? You know all this.
So it's time to start doubling those bets.
You know who you are. You're even Steven.
That's right.
Yeah, I can see it.
One of my friends was down. Now one of my friends is up. I lose $20, I find $20.
He's amazing. How does he do it? Amazing.
It's like you're starting the season from scratch.
That's right. Zero.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello, Jerry.
Dueling Knights.
Yeah. Dueling Knights. The Dark Knights.
I don't know what's going on with this Joker fella.
You could do Ted Knight versus Wayne Knight. Is that what's happening over there?
Hello, Baxter.
We the Knights of the Round Table from completely different generations.
Could you do Bob Knight in there?
Well, here's the thing.
Jordan Knight from the New Kids on the Block.
That's going to be a tough one. Anybody could do it. No one's going to go.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.